As promised, we're joined right now by a cornerback for the Denver Broncos. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. He is a first-team All-Pro. The Broncos 2017 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award winner. He was undrafted out of Kansas back in 2011. He is hosting Coats for a Cause Monday night in Inglewood, California. We are joined, Colorado. We're joined right now by Chris Harris Jr. Chris, nice to have you back on the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's been a few minutes, so it's good to have you back. Let me first start here. You're coming off that win over Seattle, 27-24. I know you're already looking ahead to the Raiders on Sunday, but how good does it feel to come into the facility after starting the year with a nice win?
Yeah. Oh, man, you always want to start the first game at home with a win, and we was able to protect home and being able to get up on the division. I know we got the Raiders this week, and so to be able to get this win this week, to be up two games, that's going to be huge.
Chris Harris Jr., my guest. Now, you had a huge play on a third down late in the fourth quarter where you sack Russell Wilson, you force a punt. What did you see on that play, and how good did it feel to come up with a big play in a moment like that?
Well, I just wanted to disguise my blitz and not show that I was coming, and I was able to trick him. And I don't think he seen me coming until late, and I was able to still make the play. And you got to make those big plays to be able to clinch games, and it was just my turn.
Hey, Chris, Von Miller was doing Von Miller type things. He had another monster game. Derek Wolfe made some plays. Bradley Roby made some plays. How much does every guy in the defense feed off of every other guy and then get inspired to take their game to the next level?
Yeah, I mean that's just the standard here. If you play defense here at the Denver Broncos, we've had a standard set here for a while. And me and Von been here the longest, so we try to make sure and hold everybody accountable to that standard. And that's by making plays. We got to make plays first and be able to do that, and everybody else follows our lead.
Chris Harris Jr., my guest, you mentioned that standard. You know, some of the faces on the defense change, and you know that's part of the life in the NFL. That's just business. But when new guys come in, what is your message to the new guys about the mentality that it takes to be a member of that Broncos defense and the standard you're talking about?
That's the first thing we tell them. I mean, as soon as they come in, they feel it. They understand it. And that's how it is as soon as you walk in our building. You know, we're going to play defense here, and we don't accept anything less than being in top five defense. That's what it's been every year, and guys quickly learn that.
Hey, Chris, I'm curious. The season last year did not go on the whole the way you or the team would have liked. So what was your personal mindset in the offseason as you got ready for this year?
Oh man, I've just been upset all season. Just motivated to come back here and make plays. I think last year was my least targeted season. I think I only got targeted around 50 times compared to my past being in the 90s. So it was just a different season. So just being prepared for that and knowing that I'm gonna get a couple opportunities to make those plays, be able to change the game. So just a season long preparation to get ready to be able to change this year and get us back on the road in this division and back to contending for the Super Bowl.
Denver Bronco, Chris Harris Jr. joining us. All right, you just said it, to get back in contention for the Super Bowl. Coming off that season last year, it seemed like there may have been some who felt like the window had closed on the Denver Broncos. What was your reaction when you heard that?
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely think that from the last 2 years, but now we're much younger. We have drafted great this year. We have great rookies that are making a huge impact already, and we're a different team, man. Case Keenum came and he led the offense, and he's going to continue to get better. He knows he didn't play his best, but he's going to continue to get better, and he showed flashes of what he can do.
You know, Chris, like you, Keenum's another guy who was overlooked and undrafted coming out of college. So how much respect do you have for a guy like that who's been grinding it out year after year to get to this point? And what's to say about his resiliency and his mental toughness?
Oh, man, it just shows his fight and hunger. And you can see it in the way he prepares for the game and how he practices. And, you know, he really wants it. And that's what you want from your quarterback. And when you see he really wants it, everybody else going to jump on board and work like he works.
Now, earlier this month, you were inducted into the Kansas Ring of Honor. I know how much being a Jayhawk means to you. What was it like to receive that honor?
Yeah. Oh, I was huge, man. Just to be able to go back home where it started and the first school
that gave me an opportunity. I only had one offer, and so to be able to go there and go in the Ring of Fame was huge. It just gives you more motivation to be able to just continue to chase Hall of Fame and anything else.
Hey, Chris, speaking of motivation, really quickly, I had Ty Montgomery of the Packers on the show last hour. He talked about the birth of his son this summer and how that changed his entire perspective and his motivation. You and your wife had your third daughter recently. You've always been a really motivated person, but you've said that since you started your family, it's increased your motivation even more. How so?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, you have mouths to feed. You want to make sure that they have they grow up in a better situation than you had, and that you can give them anything that they want. With girls, man, I'm like Superman to my girls. So for me to go out there and ball for them is huge.
That's nice. Now, you and your foundation are hosting your Coats for a Cause event next Monday night in Inglewood, Colorado. What is the event all about, and how can people get involved?
Yeah. You can go to ChrisHarrisJr.com and purchase your tickets. You'll get 25% off on any purchase. Bottle or wine that you purchase, and all the proceeds go to Denver Rescue Home and Denver Children's Home, and they've been a great organization that we partnered with last year, and being able to close these kids in the winter. These kids are not financially stable at all to be able to go get anything for the winter, and it's cold out here, so I just want to be able to provide them with the proper clothing and make sure they're happy.
Good for you. Coats for a Cause, that event is next Monday night in Inglewood, Colorado. Once again, if you want to buy tickets, you want to get more information, go to ChrisHarrisJr.com, ChrisHarrisJr.com. Denver Broncos cornerback, Chris, nice to have you back. As I mentioned, it had been a minute or so. It's nice to have you back in the jungle. Chris, thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Good talking to you, Chris. Thank you. Broncos out 1-0.